This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Congressman and Dr. Paul Brown, who represents the Peach State's 10th Congressional District. He is also unveiling legislation that would repeal the recently passed Democratic version of health care reform legislation and replace it with different legislation, which is composed of four key principles and would also allow for other ideas to be incorporated as well. And Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. We just have to repeal this abomination called Obamacare and replace it with something else that is going to be good for my patients and good for business, good for America, and that's what this bill is all about.
Talk about it from your perspective as a physician. How do you see it specifically impacting your practice and, in turn, probably impacting many different practices around the country?
Well, Obamacare puts a federal bureaucrat in charge of making healthcare decisions. So there's going to be somebody in Washington, actually a panel in Washington, deciding what treatments people can have, what medicines they can have or not. So it's a rationing panel in Washington. The healthcare decisions should be made by a patient and by a doctor, not by a Washington bureaucrat. And what my bill will do is stop the Obamacare's government takeover of healthcare. It will repeal Obamacare. And we'll replace it with four principal issues that will help lower the cost of health care, will solve a lot of the problems, not all of them, but it will solve most of the problems we have here in the health care financing today. The four principles are, number one, we'll allow individuals and businesses to buy health insurance across state lines. So that will give people many options and to buy health insurance. Secondly, we can form association pools so that anybody in this country could join an association or any entity, a business, small business, large business, et cetera, could join an association and have multiple insurance products to pick from for themselves or for their employees or for their customers or whoever. Third thing is to help stimulate the states to set up high-risk pools. There have been states that have already done that quite successfully, such as Colorado is an example. From what I understand, Colorado is doing very well in that regard. And fourth thing, which is extremely important, is to allow everybody to deduct off their income taxes 100% of their health care costs, including purchasing of health insurance. And that will help get rid of managed care. It will put the patients back in charge of making health care decisions. It will give them the ownership of their health insurance, and it's absolutely important to do that. So this will actually lower the cost of health insurance for everybody. It will create these huge pools so that people with pre-existing conditions can get coverage in these big pools, such as the federal employees' health insurance pool is available today. So this will solve most of the problems we have in healthcare financing, and it's absolutely important that we get rid of Obamacare and replace it with something else that makes sense, and that's what we're trying to do.
You mentioned the four principles of your legislation as to what you would like to see replace the Democratic version of reform, and one that I don't think we heard a lot about during the debate as far as Republican alternatives at the time was the last one you mentioned, and that's allowing folks to deduct 100% of their healthcare expenses, including insurance, from their taxes. What's the present reality on that front, and how big of a difference would this make to a lot of folks?
Well, this would make a difference for small business and for individuals who are buying their insurance on as an individual, because they cannot deduct their health insurance costs today. A lot of Americans, in fact, most Americans, are covered through their employer. And they have the ability as an employee, as well as the employer, can deduct those expenses as a normal business expense for the business and as a tax-free benefit for the employee. So what my fourth point would do is allow everybody to deduct their health insurance costs as well as all their health care costs with no limit. And that will just markedly change the whole marketplace of health insurance. As I mentioned earlier, it would help us to get away from managed care, which has been disastrous. As a doctor, I'm telling you that fighting the managed care corporations and the pharmacists dealing with, as well as physicians dealing with what's called PBMs or the pharmacy benefit managers, it would get rid of them. It would help lower the cost of medications. It would help lower the cost of health insurance, would lower the cost of all health care services for everybody by doing just that. Plus, it would give ownership of health insurance to the individuals, because we'd get away from employer-provided health insurance to one where everybody owns their own insurance. That would stop the portability problems that we have today, where people feel locked into a job because they can't go somewhere else to buy health insurance, particularly those people who have pre-existing conditions. So it will free up a lot of things and will create a bigger market, which means lowering the cost of health insurance, all health care services for everybody. It would be a huge principle just by itself to solve some of the major problems we have in healthcare financing today.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman and Dr. Paul Brown. And Congressman, in our last minute or so here, obviously the Democrats are in control right now, so I'm guessing they're not likely to fast track this on the House floor. So how big of a campaign issue do you expect the repeal and replace strategy to be for Republicans across the country?
The American public hate Obamacare, by and large. It's about 2-1 want to see it repealed and replaced with something else. And so I think it's going to be a huge issue into this election season. I'll give you some inside information. I was just talking to one of my Democratic colleagues just a couple of weeks ago, and his Democratic national pollster told my Democratic blue dog friend here in Congress that the pollster was saying that he foresaw Republicans making major gains. In fact, I think he projected 60 to 40 seat gains in the U.S. House. I hope that will happen, because it will give Republicans the majority in the House, and then we can start passing some of this legislation that makes sense to repeal and replace Obamacare. But an interesting comment that this national pollster, Democratic pollster, said to my friend, too, he used an unusual word, and that's that the American people's feelings against Obamacare was hardening. That means to me that the American people understand how bad Obamacare is, how big of an abomination Obamacare is. They want to see it repealed and replaced. So I think it's going to be a huge issue in this fall's election.
Congressman, unfortunately, we're just about out of time. Where can folks learn more about your repeal and replace plan?
They can go on my website, Brown, B-R-O-U-N. My family either can't spell or can't pronounce it, but it's Brown spelled with a U, B-R-O-U-N, .house.gov. They can get more information about me as well as about that bill and everything else that we're doing here in Washington. Try to return us to constitutional government.
Congressman, we appreciate your time very much today. Thanks for being
Thanks,
with us.
Greg. God bless you.
You too, sir. Georgia Congressman and Dr. Paul Brown represents his state's 10th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.